As much of the state deals with the problem of overdoses, the West Virginia State Board of Education doesn't want to stand by till it happens at a public school. In September, the West Virginia State Board of Education approved a new policy that will allow schools across the state to stock intranasal naloxone, or Narcan, to help deal with overdoses. Starting yesterday, school boards can now enact policy changes that will allow them to carry the drugs in their schools. As part of the new policy, only school nurses with an RN or LPN license can administer the life-saving drug that reverses the effect of opiates in an overdose situation. While the rest of the state is considering whether or not to adopt the policy, Cabell and Brooke counties have already been stocking the drug. Last spring, the Cabell-Huntington Health Department approached Cabell County schools with the idea of supplying them with Narcan. The school got a waiver approved by the State Board of Education. Misty Cooper is a school nurse at Huntington High School in Cabell County who says it made sense to start stocking the drug.
If you don't have that medicine to even try, no amount of CPR we do is going to take that opioid out of their system. Narcan will get it out, help them start breathing and all that. But, I mean, if we don't have it, we're very limited. You can do CPR, you can, you know, breathe for them and all that, but it takes a long time for that medicine to get out of their system. And by the time paramedics get here, they could be dead.
The drug is the one paramedics and health officials are using. It's administered through the nose during an overdose. Cabell County isn't the first county in the state to receive the waiver allowing them to stock the overdose antidote. Brooke County, which suffers its own problems with heroin and opiate use, stocked it earlier last school year. In November of 2015, Carol Cipolletti, the school nurse coordinator and school nurse at Brooke County High School, got the ball rolling. By the spring, Brooke County was stocking the drug. In Cipolletti's 22 years, she's had to resuscitate two students from opiate overdoses.
And with the community heading in the direction that it is, with a lot of opiate overdoses going on, a lot of heroin traffic going through the area, we just hope we don't see it again, but I want to have something here just in case.
In Brooke County, they're stocking the drug in the middle and high schools. In Cabell County, they're stocking it in middle schools, high schools, and even elementary schools. Todd Alexander is an assistant superintendent for Cabell County Schools, and he says they want the drug in elementary schools because it's not just for the students.
We've also had some isolated cases. It's where parents have arrived at the school and have been under the influence of substances to the point that the schools have contacted the law enforcement because they were, you know, the parents were coming to the school to check their kids out of school.
It's incidences like these that present another question of administering naloxone in public schools. Should more than the nurse be able to use the drug? Huntington High School school nurse Misty Cooper says yes.
Personally, I think there should be more than me. I cover the alternative school and the career center. If somebody ODs at the career center and I'm not there, who's going to get it? We have trained staff that give epinephrine injections to people if they have allergy, have a seizure. They're trained to give Diastat. There's a lot more side effects and risks to giving epinephrine and Diastat than Narcan.
C.K. Babcock is a professor at the Marshall University Pharmacy School and trains officials and the public on administering naloxone or Narcan at the Cabell-Huntington Health Department. He says an overdose incident can happen at any time, such as at an athletic event, at night, and a nurse may not be present. He says EMS may be on hand, but it never hurts to have the drug available for use in as many people at the school as possible.
It needs to be on site. It needs to be in someone's hand and easily accessible. Speed is the answer. The faster you get it to somebody, the more of a chance you have of saving them. And all this drug does is give people a chance at recovery. That's all it's for. I can't say that enough. All it does is save lives and give people a chance at recovery.
According to the State Board of Education, if counties choose to adopt a policy for stocking naloxone, they will have to purchase the medication out of their county budget unless a community partner provides funding. Brooke County obtains the drug from Brooke County EMS. Cabell County has obtained the drug through the Cabell-Huntington Health Department. The United States Senate encourages the use of grant programs like the Substance Abuse Block Grant funds to obtain naloxone. For West Virginia Public Broadcasting, I'm Clark Davis.